It is by loving and not by being loved that one can come nearest to the soul of another.
Here now, as we refer to the Word of God, the higher gifts are those you should aim at. And now I will show you the best way of all. I may speak in tongues of men or of angels, but if I am without love, I am a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I may have the gift of prophecy and know every hidden truth. I may have faith enough to move mountains, but if I have no love, I am nothing. I may dole out all I possess, or even give my body to be burnt, but if I have no love, I am none the better. Love is patient. Love is kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over other men's sins, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, and its endurance. Love will never come to an end. Are there prophets? Their works will be over. Are there tongues of ecstasy? They will cease. Is there knowledge? It will vanish away. For our knowledge and our prophecy alike are partial, and the partial vanishes when wholeness comes. When I was a child, my speech, my outlook, and my thoughts were all childish. When I grew up, I had finished with childish things. Now we see only puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. My knowledge now is partial. Then it will be whole, like God's knowledge of me. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of them all is love.
Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, it's once again we come before Thee and in Thy holy presence. As we come at this hour, we thank Thee because Thou art the supreme power that watches over us both day and night. As we come at this hour, we pray that Thou open our hearts and minds that we may receive of Thy Spirit and of Thy love that thing that will make us humble and work with one another in this life. We pray that give us more love to share with our fellow man, to help men to realize that Thou art God, and besides Thee, Thou art no other. Grant Thee blessings, we pray. Amen.
George MacDonald was a Scottish novelist and poet and preacher. He lived during the 19th century under conditions of poverty and want, but he has left for us many very beautiful expressions of Christian faith and commitment. C.S. Lewis has collected some of George MacDonald's writings in a little anthology, and I should like to read a few selections this morning on the general theme of love and love for neighbor. We shall never be able, I say, to rest in the bosom of the Father till the fatherhood is fully revealed to us in the love of the brothers. For he cannot be our father save as he is their father. And if we do not see him and feel him as their father, we cannot know him as ours. Where a man does not love, the not loving must seem rational. For no one loves because he sees why, but because he loves. No human reason can be given for the highest necessity of divinely created existence. For reasons are always from above downward. A man must not choose his neighbors. He must take the neighbors God sends him. The neighbor is just the man who is next to you at the moment, the man with whom any business has brought you into contact. The love of our neighbor is the only door out of the dungeon of self, where we mope and mow, striking sparks and rubbing phosphorescences out of the walls and blowing our own breath in our own nostrils instead of issuing to the fair sunlight of God the sweet winds of the universe. But how can we love a man or a woman who is mean, unlovely, carping, uncertain, self-righteous, self-seeking, and self-admiring, who can even sneer the most inhuman of human faults, far worse in its essence than mere murder? These things cannot be loved. The best man hates them most. The worst man cannot love them. But are these the man? Lies there not within the man and the woman a divine element of brotherhood, of sisterhood, a something lovely and lovable, slowly fading, it may be, dying away under the fierce heat of vile passions, or the yet more fearful cold of sepulchral selfishness? But there, it is the very presence of this fading humanity that makes it possible for us to hate. If it were an animal only, and not a man or a woman, that did us hurt, we should not hate. We should only kill. Man is not made for justice from his fellow, but for love, which is greater than justice, and by including, supersedes justice. Mere justice is an impossibility, a fiction of analysis. Justice, to be justice, must be much more than justice. Love is the law of our condition, without which we can no more render justice than a man can keep a straight line walking in the dark.
This selection is from The Art of Living by Wilfred A. Peterson. The spectrum of love merges and focuses all of the arts of living. Friendship, awareness, happiness, all of the arts of the good life are brilliant beads strung on the golden cord of love. Love is the foundation and the apex of the pyramid of our existence. Love is the affirmative of affirmatives. It enlarges the vision, expands the heart, Love is the dynamic motivation behind every worthy purpose. It is the upward thrust that lifts men to the heights. Love is the creative fire, the inspiration that keeps the torch of progress aflame. Love penetrates the mysteries of life. Anything, said George Washington Carver, will give up its secrets if you love it enough. Love is the dove of peace, the spirit of brotherhood. It is tenderness and compassion, forgiveness and tolerance. Love is the supreme good. It is the overflowing life, the giving of ourselves to noble ends and causes. Love is down to earth, and it reaches to the highest star. It is the valley of humility and the mountaintop of ecstasy. Love is the spiritual magnetism that draws men together for the working of miracles. 10 men banded together in love, wrote Carlyle, can do what 10,000 separately would fail in. Love is the perfect antidote that floods the mind to wash away hatred, jealousy, resentment, anxiety, fear. Love alone can release the power of the atom so it will work for man and not against him. Love, in the words of the Master, is the shining commandment, love one another. The art of love is God at work through you.
Art the light of the minds that know thee, the life of the souls that love thee, and the strength of the wills that serve thee. Help us so to know thee that we may truly love thee, so to love thee that we may fully serve thee, whom to serve is perfect freedom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.